In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, sisters and brothers in Christ. Good morning. Today we are grateful for the gift of this new day, and what we do in this new day will be our gift to God. Our scripture reading today is taken from the Gospel of John 15:26 and following. The Spirit of truth will testify to me. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Through the words of the gospel, may our sins today be wiped away. My dear friends, as we embrace this new day, we are ever mindful of the power of God's Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that enables us to see the truth about God and the truth about ourselves and the truth about each other. We are ever mindful that this God who loves us and this God who created us for a relationship with Him, and that you and I come to that realization as we experience God. The Spirit is the one who reveals God to us. The Spirit is the one who enlightens us, enlightens the Word, so that we can understand it. The Spirit is the one who teaches us the truth about sin, and so that we can repent. And the truth be told, the Spirit is the one who leads us back to God. And so we should be aware that we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us. We need the Spirit of God so that we can understand who we are in the body of Christ. We need His Holy Spirit. Today, let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, soul of my soul, I adore thee. Enlighten, guide, strengthen, and console me. Tell me what I ought to do and command me to do it. I promise to be submissive in everything that you shall ask of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Only show me what is your will and give me the strength and the courage to do it. Come, sweet Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten us. Come, Holy Spirit, let your purifying fire fall upon us to cleanse us, to renew us, and to empower us. In Jesus' holy and mighty name we pray. Amen. May God uncover His face to you and your family. May God be gracious to you and your family. And may God give you and your family His peace. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.